From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If soybean farmers were hoping for a market run fueled by poor weather in South America, some meteorologists say that may not be in the cards this winter. Drew Lerner from World Weather Inc. tells AgWeb.com weather in Brazil and Argentina appears to be turning around and looks pretty normal. Lerner says last year's dryness in South America caused a weather scare that boosted commodity prices, but he says he's not expecting that scenario this year. The European Parliament voted on November 28th to approve a plan that was announced and signed in August, granting the U.S. a country-specific share of European Union's duty-free, high-quality beef quota. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says lack of capacity in the duty-free quota has hampered the ability of European importers to consistently secure U.S. beef for their customers. Approval by the European Parliament keeps the agreement on track for implementation in early 2020. With yet another E. coli outbreak to romaine rocking the produce industry, groups representing leafy greens growers says they're devastated and the situation is unacceptable. California Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement CEO Scott Horsfall tells thepacker.com the outbreak is being met with frustration and heartbreak by California lettuce farmers. The cause of repeated E. coli outbreaks linked to romaine or leafy greens remains a mystery despite an intense focus by industry and federal regulators. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.